Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, Keller Williams, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service, they're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move and get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates. Good morning, Adam Schefter. What a busy week you've had, my friend. And I guess we'll start with what we believe has been the biggest news in the NFL over the last 48 hours. And that, of course, is the Max Crosby, Ravens, Raiders, Trey Hendrickson. Have you ever seen anything like what we saw happen this week with that situation?
Well, that was highly unusual. First of all, if we look back at the NFL, I think there have been 15 trades made that involved double first-round picks. 15. And if you go back and look at that list of 15, there's never been a player on that list who had his trade voided due to a failed physical, basically. So, yeah, I mean, it's unlike anything else. And you know, that was one of those things, and I said this in my podcast today. It doesn't happen often, but sometimes you hear something and you're like, wait, is this real? Is this a hoax? Like the last time that happened was when the Broncos beat the Bills in the divisional playoff game. And then about 30 minutes after the victory, you hear that Bo Nix fractured his ankle and he's out for the year. You're like, wait, what? Is that real? And that was sort of like this. Max, failed the trade or failed the physical, trades off, back to the rate. Wait, is this real? Like, you don't believe it at first, but that's what it was.
You think that'll come back to bite him in the butt, the Ravens, I mean? Because the players have to look at, like, hey, I can't really trust this organization when it comes to stuff like that. And is there a grievance gonna come about from this?
No grievance, and I don't believe that for a second, that players won't trust them. You know, here's the thing. I know everybody's questioning the Ravens, criticizing the Ravens. Have any of those people seen the physical that he went through, the medical reports on the physical on Tuesday? Have any people seen this? Like, they have. And, I think it's a little unfair to do that. Now, I know there are people that say that they sandbagged it, they backed out, cold feet. Here, the analogy I've used over and over is this. And I think it's true because, again, let me give it a little bit of details. Speaking to Max Crosby's knee surgeon, Dr. Neil Elitrush, yesterday, Max could have had the surgery in October. He pushed off to December because that's what he is. He's a warrior and he plays through everything and he's tough as hell. Probably did a little bit more damage to the knee. Went in there to do the meniscus repair. Bone, cartilage, meniscus. Pretty extensive. So now they're trying to get him ready for opening day. They say he's on schedule, which is great because you want him back as soon as you can have him back. But the Ravens gave up two first-round draft picks and all the money that would have come with Max Crosby. They got him in there, and it didn't work for the doctors. It would be like you going up the street, walking into a house, saying, I love this house. Great house. Make an offer on the house. Okay, here's $1 million for this house. Let's get the inspector in. Inspector comes in, comes back to you after looking at it and examining it. And the inspector says, there's some cracks in the foundation. There's a couple of leaks in the roof. House doesn't feel real sturdy to me. I'm not going to say you can't buy it, but I'm just telling you there's some risk associated when you're paying $1 million. Wouldn't it make you think? Wouldn't it make you think? Like, I'll say this. I remember when I bought my very first apartment in Denver, Colorado, in the early 1990s for $79,000. It was an apartment. And they warned us as we were doing the deal that there was a bubble in the garage. I don't even know what this means, a bubble. And if the bubble burst, then the the apartment owners would be responsible for repairing the bubble. And when me and my parents heard that, we backed out of the deal. We got nervous and we didn't do it. And that's kind of what this is. Like,
did you find out
if the bubble burst eventually, Adam? Was it a good move by you?
Well, I didn't buy it. And then 2 months later, they called me that the person who was going to buy the apartment didn't buy it. It was still, and I did buy it, and it was a great apartment, and it doubled in value, and the bubble never burst.
The only problem, Adam, is that they knew when he had surgery, and they knew what the recovery time likely was. I understand all of the metaphors. I really do.
They hadn't examined him.
But what I was going to say, Adam, is it's well known here that when they traded for Brett Favre, the doctors came to Ron Wolf and said, he's got some shoulder problem. And Ron didn't even hiccup and said, pass the man on his physical. He's coming here. And thank God he did.
Find me a trainer who will pass him on a physical.
Who, Brett now? No, they'd never.
But here's the difference, Chuck. Here's the difference. Ready?
Yeah.
Brett Favre, they gave up a first-round pick, right?
Back in the day,
23, 24 years old, right? Hadn't really played. Max Crosby is later in his career. We've seen how he plays. It's two ones. It's $100 million in salary, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bigger investment.
I agree, Adam. They made the right thing because they didn't have to give anything for Hendrickson. All they had to do was sign him. So, yeah, they just got cold feet. And, hey, I don't. That's fine. I was just wondering if there's going to be some backlash from the players going, hey, you can't trust this organization.
Here's what I would say. Maybe that's right. Sure, you're a tight end on the free agent market. Baltimore's offering you the most money. You trust Baltimore?
Yeah, right now I would.
Adam Schefter joining us on the Yingling guest hotline. Adam, brought to us by Smart 18, the union for Wisconsin's sheet metal workers. If you want to earn more and build a real career in the trades, this is where it starts. Better pay, incredible benefits, real training, real representation. This isn't just a job, it's a future. Learn more at smart18.work. And what I'm now worried about, Adam, is what are the Raiders going to do with Max Crosby? Because I look at the Chicago Bears, I look at the Detroit Lions and the Packers division as teams that might be interested in somebody like him. Are the Raiders just going to keep him, or are they going to continue to shop him?
Well, the Bears can't afford him. I don't think the Lions can afford him. And Max Crosby said last night he's kind of reaffirmed his commitment to the Raiders. He's back. He's ready to run it back. I don't know if they're going to a chapel in Vegas to renew their vows or anything like that, but we'll see. But he's back, and I would say that the most likely outcome, and there are a lot of outcomes, but the most likely outcome now would be that he'll stay a Raider, because you know what? He's an incredible player, and his value has been diminished some. So he's got more value to the Raiders, probably, than he does to any other team. So could he still be traded? Sure, absolutely. But my guess is that he's going to wind up playing for the Raiders, and that'll be his team.
Adam Schefter hanging out here with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. All right, Adam. Brian Gutekunst and company have made some moves. The most recent, Javon Hargrave, after the Vikings released him. What should the grade be of what the Packers have done so far? And I'll give you a list. We put a bunch of this stuff together. They signed Hargrave. They traded Rashawn Gary. Were able to get a fourth round pick out of Dallas. Traded Colby Wooden for Zaire Franklin, who these guys believe is going to be a starter at linebacker. They signed Benjamin St. Juiced. Is that how we're saying it? Is it just Juiced? Okay. Sky Moore they've added for special teams. Might be a few more little things, re-signings and whatnot. But does it feel like Brian Gutekunst has had a good early stretch to the offseason here?
Well, the key word that you said there in everything is early. Early. It is Thursday. The new league year opened yesterday. The Packers aren't playing Sunday. They're playing in 6 months. 6 months. It is a long offseason. I when you lay out all those moves, Jay, I like those moves. There's like Rashawn Gary was going to get released. They got a fourth round pick for free in a draft that everybody's trying to get as much ammunition in as possible in the 2027 draft. Like, that's a great move. Love that move. Javon Hargrave has been a productive player when he's been healthy. He's been a high-paid free agent. Good with that. What were some of the other ones? Like, there's nothing that they've done. I literally like everything they've done, but it's just a start to a six-month process.
Adam, what's going on with Kyler Murray in Minnesota?
I would think that that deal gets done today. I would think he'll be in Minnesota. I would think that he'll be in the quarterback room there. It's just a question of when they get that deal done. Look, he was released yesterday. He's in Minnesota today. What does that tell you? Just follow. Just do the math.
Adam Schefter brought to you by the Island Resort Casino, a premier resort destination, largest north of Milwaukee. With everything you like to do in one awesome location, visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today. Over the last handful of days, is there one deal that stands out to you that you went, whoa, that guy got that much money?
I thought the most eye-opening contract during free agency would have been Tyler Linderbaum, the center from the Ravens, going to the Raiders, because not only did he become the highest paid center in NFL history, not only did he become the highest paid interior offensive lineman in NFL history, he nearly became the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL at center. The league hasn't paid centers, and the Raiders are paying him $27 million a year when the highest paid offensive lineman is Rashawn Slater, tackle, left tackle, $28.5 million a year. So the Raiders looked at Tyler Linderbaum as a quarterback of their offensive line, as somebody that could execute Clint Kubiak's offense, as somebody who could provide toughness and the type of character that they want and help rebuild. And they're going to have a rookie quarterback on a rookie contract, so they could go spend $27 million a year in a center, because you're not spending it at quarterback and you got to spend it somewhere anyway.
Adam, before we let you go, are you hearing anything on Rasheed Walker? He's a guy who the Packers are moving on from. Go ahead.
There were not a lot of teams in the left tackle market to begin with. There are only a few, like Cleveland, Detroit, a few others. What happened is there were not a lot of teams, and I think he's now going to look to a one-year deal, do a one-year deal, put himself in a good situation, and go back in the market next year. And I think that's what happens with a lot of guys. Like, it happened with Reek Willen, where – you know, you go out there, you think you have a number in mind, like you want a big multi-year deal. It doesn't materialize the way you wanted. And with that happening, you then do a one-year deal and put yourself in a situation where you think you could shine this year and hit the free agent market again next year. Like Reek Willen chose Philadelphia. He'll be a free agent after the year. And if he plays well for Vic Fangio, then he's going to kill it in free agency next year. And I think Rasheed Walker is now going to do the same thing. He's going to pick a place where he feels like he could shine and try it again next year on a one-year deal.
Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. I know it's a very, very busy week for you. Make sure you keep us posted if there's anything that starts percolating regarding the green and gold.
Thank you, everybody. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Love having Adam Schefter on. Give us the latest. I don't like what he said there about Rasheed Walker.
That's weird.
I don't like what he said about Rasheed Walker.
What do you mean?
I want him to sign as big and as long of a contract as possible to get the compensatory pick.
You guys are so funny.
He's not going to be a Packer, so I want the best, you know. I want the best for the Packers, and that's the best for the Packers.
But still, you know, all the pundits had him as a top 10 free agent. This in just to sign a one-year deal.
Well, what does that tell you then what the league thinks about him?
Yeah, no.
Is it what the league
Josh
thinks about him, or is it what Schefty said, that there just weren't a lot of teams who were looking for left tackles?
Unless left tackles become less important in the future, in the recent past, I don't know. Like, it seems like you want those guys.
And when Adam was talking about the money that Linderbaum got, obviously center, left tackle was historically the highest paid position on the offensive line. Linderbaum changes that. I'm not necessarily saying that it's going to start a trend, but Linderbaum's deal does affect the market. If there weren't a ton of left tackle positions out there open, I could see Rasheed Walker kind of being stuck.
But still, like, I mean, he listed two teams. I'm sure there are a couple more teams that would like to upgrade the left tackle position.
Like New England, the guy in the Super Bowl was awful.
He lost the game.
Is that Will Campbell?
No, yeah, we're good there.
You might want, I guess, at least a backup plan.
What if that guy's not very good?
Well, and Jason did say when we spoke to him a few minutes ago that he doesn't think that Walker will be back with Packers. Because I asked you guys that the other day. I said, if the market doesn't materialize, is there any chance that he sort of goes back to Green Bay, hat in hand, and says, I didn't realize how tough these streets are, you know, would you take me back as a backup?
Well, no, because, well, that's the thing. He's not a backup. Like, he's a starting caliber tackle.
You're only a starting caliber tackle, though, if there's a starting position available
for
you.
Will give him money. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up in Detroit.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up in Detroit after they released Taylor Decker earlier this offseason.
It seems you know, you don't have to go that far. You stay within the division, know a lot of the teams.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know.
Great question.
It feels like it would have happened already if that was the order of operations.
But yeah, the Packers, I mean, they've clearly moved on at the position. Morgan's going to be there. They signed Darian Kennard to be their swing tackle. They're looking for more interior help at this point. I mean, it would be nice to have another tackle like that, but you just don't have the money for it.
Yeah, the problem is he can only play tackle.
Yeah.
And they feel pretty good about their tackles currently. If he played like an Elton Jenkins, a guard or tackle, they'd maybe consider it. It's just now you have four tackles on your team.
800-990-3776 if you want to weigh in on Rashid Walker. Ryan saying, what's up with the market for Rashid Walker? And Sam says, if Walker's price goes down, I wonder if he signs with the Chiefs. 800-990-3776. Got to take a break. I do sort of want to dive into a little bit the latest with the Max Crosby, Ravens, Raiders, Trey Hendrickson situation. And I know Adam addressed it, but Chewy didn't really get a chance to weigh in on this yesterday, and he has some thoughts. So we'll get to that and more as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on.